This presentation of Marshall Rosenberg, entitled Experiencing Needs as a Gift, is part of the Corona 2000 recording series.
Until you understand that the map is not the territory, you're not aware of the danger of words. Words are never what they describe. It's so obvious on the one hand, but we actually don't realize the meaning we ascribe to the phenomenon by the words we put on it. This seems to touch something in you, or you have an allergy?
I don't know for sure what's going on.
I'd like to stay with it, if you're willing.
Yes.
Barbara?
It's a little hard to hear you, Marshall.
I'll put my thing on.
I honestly don't know what's going on, so I don't know if I can get through it quickly.
We'll hold up our hand if we're wanting to move on to something else.
Well, I just was remembering. I felt myself not being totally present this morning, and then feeling, just having little judgments go through it, my mind, and then I remembered your line about all judgment is unexpressed need, and so then I just started wondering what I need, and I don't know.
Let me hear the judgment. Maybe I can help you guess. What did you tell yourself about not getting with what was going on in the way that other people did?
I'm embarrassed to say them. I guess I judge myself for judging.
You judged yourself as what?
I judge myself for judging.
So you judge the group, or you judge what was happening?
No, I just I was just kind of feeling disconnected, and I don't know why.
Yeah, so you had a real need for communion with the group, and the need wasn't met.
Well, I felt very connected yesterday. And I think it's probably just my own, like, judging myself.
Yeah. And that, you were saying to yourself what? What was going through you this morning that's so painful? The reason I'm pushing for it is the more ugly the judgment, the more beautiful the need behind it. So I like to dig the beauty of the need out from behind the judgment.
Just stupid stuff, like not bringing the right clothes.
Not bringing the right what?
Clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were frustrated that you would have liked to have taken better care of yourself physically in terms of the clothes, and then you were annoyed because you would have liked to have been able to stay with the group and not allow your concern about things like the clothes to bother you. Is that what was going on?
It wasn't that I didn't take care of myself. It was that I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know. It's just silly stuff. I'm just embarrassed.
You would have liked to have been more comfortable fitting in with the group, and your clothes, you felt, wouldn't allow that?
I would have... I wish I had... It's so petty. It's just embarrassing. I wish I had access to what I have at home.
Comforts like that?
Thank you.
Are you feeling really scared that if you let your need be known that you're going to be judged? That it's not okay for you to reveal your need among this group?
I don't know for sure what my needs are.
I'd like to stay with the one about home. The thing about that I had asked you if you had, was it that just missing the comforts of home?
Partly just, it was still with clothes. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. It's just I wish I had my clothes that are at home. And I didn't know, it's hard to know where you're going and know what the group will be like. I didn't know anybody here except for you. I met you last weekend, you know.
So it's kind of a need to feel belonging, to feel a part of something. Is that the need that you...
I do feel a part. I mean, I feel like people are really warm and loving. I think it's I need to know what I need so I know what to ask for. I don't know what to ask for.
Yeah. So you have a real need to connect with such loving people around you, and yet you're not at all confident in your words, whether you'll be able to connect with them.
I'm not confident in my awareness of my own needs.
Yeah. And so that the need behind that then is to be able to really connect with people in a way that's comfortable for you. And you're aware of how sad you are that you don't know the needs well enough to do that. Don't have the language of needs that would help you to connect with people.
Yeah.
So it's a need for connectedness, a need for enjoying people, and then when you see how far you are from your own needs, it leads you with a great sadness that you don't have words to make these connections.
I know some of my needs, but I mean, like this morning, I was just thinking of your sentence that all judgment is unexpressed need, and I just didn't know what that specific need was. I mean, if I'm looking around and separating myself with judgment, then it's my need, and then not knowing what that need is.
Yes. Let's give you another little bit of practice. What is the need that was behind your saying, this is so silly, this is so stupid? What need was being expressed through those judgments?
I guess I don't know, to be recognized for who I really am or something.
You have a real need to reveal something about yourself that would be enriching to people. Is that it?
I'm trying to feel if that. I'm trying to sense what it is. I don't know. I mean, a lot of the time, I feel like I don't need a lot. I don't feel needy. You know, I don't feel like I need a lot.
Life is like this. We have a need that needs to be met. When it's being met, we feel a certain comfort and satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And then some needs are not getting met, some needs are getting met. So it's like that for me is life. It's a continuum. But the way we think about needs is though that you use the word needy, like there's a needy person, as though there's some sign of mental pathology to be needy, you see. We think of that as what having needs means.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of judgment in my family about having needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what were the judgments that... Give me an example of what somebody might have said about somebody, like that implied judgments of needs.
Well, just like the word needy is a judgment.
Yes, and if we hear the need behind that, the need that it's expressing, the parent who's saying, don't be needy, I think we'll see some beauty in that. We'll see it's a beautiful need the parent is expressing when they say, don't be needy. Hard to see that now.
Pardon me?
Hard to see that.
How do I see it now?
No, I'm saying it's hard to see that.
Hard to see that now.
The beauty of the need that the parent was expressing.
Like what would it be?
I really have a need for people to be aware of other people and not just themselves. And I'm scared, I don't want you ever to get so caught up in your needs that you miss the beauty of enriching the life of other people. Something like that. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
See, the more ugly sounding the message, I think we're going to enjoy the need behind it, because it means it's a very intense need. It's very necessary for survival, for enjoyment of life. But unfortunately, we've been given this language. It wasn't designed to help us enjoy life. It, as I said to my group yesterday, our language was a language designed to teach us to be obedient to authority. So that's a pretty big jump from that language to one that focuses attention on the beauty of life each moment.
I think there's one other piece. I think that it was when I needed love that I was abused.
You needed love that...
I
didn't hear the last part.
I said I think it was when I needed love as a child that I was abused, so I learned not to need anything.
So when you needed love instead of getting love, the other person were trying to get their needs met in a way that was painful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their needs were so much taking over them that they couldn't see your needs and see that the way of meeting their needs was very painful to you.
I needed them to think of my needs.
Yes. One of the most important needs that we have is to have our needs seen for what they are, valued. See them as... I'm going to try to describe them shortly, but to see the beauty of our needs. And when, instead of getting that need met, we feel that people receive our needs as a beautiful gift of life. When we get something the exact opposite of that, and we don't have giraffe ears on, it's extremely painful, because here we're offering the most beautiful thing we have to offer, the life that is within us. So if I say to somebody, I'm really lonely right now and would need some connection, would you just come over and hold me? And the other person looks like this. And I don't have giraffe ears on. You see the tragedy in that? I'm offering one of the most beautiful gifts a human being can give, that which is alive in them. And then you get that look. And if I have giraffe jackal ears on, I think I'm toxic. What's alive in me, what's so beautiful and alive in me that I'd love somebody to see the beauty in it, and they get that look, I start thinking there's something toxic in me. I am toxic. Now, of course, I fiddled around with technology, come up with these ears. Now when I offer a beautiful gift of what's alive in me, and the other person goes like, or you're needy, or whatever, now I know what the problem is. The damn jackal postal delivery service is screwed up again. I sent a beautiful gift out and they delivered a hunk of shit. Now isn't that tragic that there's such a postal delivery service? I'm militant about this. I don't care about the destruction to the ecology, the starvation of people. The jackal postal delivery service is the greatest menace on this planet, I'm convinced. And human beings send out beautiful gifts and these horrible messages get delivered through these ears.
I appreciate your help.
I'm really grateful to you for leading into my session today, because really everything you said was I like much better than what I was going to say to prepare us for it.
Thank you.
In fact, the session's over.
Can I stay around for the after session talk then?
The afterglow, huh?